This morning, we are catching up with the General Manager of People Living with Blood Cancer at the Leukemia Foundation. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Fiona. How are you?
I am fabulous. Now, I think you're going to educate me this morning, Catherine, because I'm looking at some new research that has come out, especially about blood donations. And as a part of Blood Donation Week, I've realised that I've had a misunderstanding. I thought that when people gave blood, it was because of when people have an accident and they go to hospital and they need a blood transfusion, and so we were saving people from accidents. But you're going to tell me that that's only like 2% of the blood stocks that gets used. Is that right?
Yeah, so despite three-quarters of the Australian population knowing somebody with cancer, and that in itself is a sad statistic, around the same percentage of people are unaware, like yourself, that over 34% of blood donations actually go to people to help them with their treatment for cancer and for those also facing other chronic blood diseases.
Wow. And I understand that to treat just one person who has a blood cancer, it takes regular donations from up to 18 Australians. Is that correct?
That's right. So at the Leukemia Foundation, we look after people with all types of blood cancers. And unfortunately, as the name says, it's a cancer of the blood. So it impacts the normal amounts and functioning of blood. And added to that is that the life-saving treatment and chemotherapy or stem cell transplants that they need to live beyond their blood cancer also impacts their normal blood cell counts. So they heavily rely on the public rolling up their sleeve and donating their blood so that they can receive that vital blood transfusion so they can get back to their normal lives.
Mm. And I believe that one in three Aussies will probably need a blood transfusion at some point in their lifetime, but one in three Aussies don't donate blood, do they?
No, so there's only 3.5% of Australians who donate blood, which means there could be more than 13 million Australians out there who are aged between 18 and 75 years old and be fit and well and are perfect to be donors and give that life-saving donation to those who are going to need it.
Right. How often are you able to donate blood?
So lifeblood are fantastic in sending out reminders for people nowadays, and it all depends on what sort of blood donation somebody gets. This morning I donated my red blood cells and next time I go back I'm also hoping to add a plasma donation. So the lifeblood will give me a reminder to let me know when I'm ready to donate again.
Right. I guess there are some people who probably shouldn't donate blood, is there?
Yeah, so there are one of the first things you do when you arrive at the blood centre are asked an array of questions, and they go through and they actually check that your blood count yourself is ready to donate blood. They take 490 mils of your blood, which includes red cells, plasma and platelets, and they want to make sure that that person is fit and well, weighs over 50 kilograms and hasn't travelled recently to places where it might put them at risk of infections that they don't want to include in that blood donation.
Mm. Is blood cancers on the rise? Do we need more and more donors?
We do. At the Leukemia Foundation, we know that 110,000 Australians are currently living with a blood cancer, and projections are telling us that that will rise to 275,000 Australians by the year 2035, which is why on this World Blood Donor Day, the Leukemia Foundation is urging Australians to roll up their sleeves and donate that blood so that that donation can go to blood cancer patients relying on these life-saving donations, and that importantly they become a regular donor so that we see, as those incidences of blood cancer rise and the demand on blood donation rise, that there's people taking up the call.
I'm not very good at maths, but if you're telling me that 275,000 people are going to need regular blood transfusions in the coming years, and it takes 18 people giving every month to be able to help just one person, seems to me like there's going to be a big shortage unless more people step forward to donate.
Most definitely. And that's why days like today on World Blood Donor Day, we at the Leukemia Foundation are asking those over 95% of Australians who don't donate blood currently to really consider what that could look like for them. And as someone who's donated blood, it is quick, it is easy, and you also get drinks and snacks afterwards as a part of your donation.
Today, World Blood Donor Day, and it is actually National Blood Donor Week this week, so perhaps look into giving a donation to Lifeblood this week if you can. Thanks for your time today, Catherine.
Thanks for having me on.